Ms. King, thanks for joining us today.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
How is the impact of recent hurricanes in particular being felt now in the Charlotte area?
I think what we're feeling is something that we have not had any experience at before, and so we find the situation challenging for several reasons. There are over 3,500 people, individuals and families that have moved into our area either permanently or temporarily that need lots of services. There are people who have been in our area that we are trying to make sure that they get the right connections. We have a wonderful network of agencies. Currently, about 40 of our United Way-funded agencies are involved on the first-line basis with people, and so the challenge for us is to make sure that the people who need service indeed get connected with the services that are available.
I know there have been some questions about how these local relief efforts may be affecting Charlotte area residents who also need affordable housing and perhaps jobs and medical care and so forth. Is this a valid concern?
It's a very valid concern. Back in the summertime, there were a couple of articles in the paper that talked about the homeless shelters being full, talked about lines at crisis assistance ministries and crisis assistance ministries anticipating that it was going to be severely challenged by the number of requests that were already coming in. And we're talking about summertime. We had not gotten into the first natural disaster. And so if you can think about people who were already here, people who live in our community, people who work in our community, people who are trying to find affordable housing, people who are trying to get basic needs met, and then we find ourselves with a natural disaster. And for some people, there are people here who feel disenfranchised because people who have come here from other places have been able to find temporary housing, in some instances have been able to find jobs, and in other instances get the services that they need, that people who already live here find themselves on waiting lists.
And how significant or serious a problem do you think that is? And is there anything more that should be done in that regard to address the local needs?
Well, you know, I think part of it is people understanding that when we talk about health and human services, this is a conversation that needs to go on every day. It's not a natural disaster-driven conversation. It is a conversation about what's really going on in our community, trying to get people to really understand the system of health and human services. People need to understand the disparities that happen in our community based on class, based on poverty, based on race. These are issues that aren't going to go away. If there's a silver lining in this, maybe it's the fact that it's been raised up to a level where we feel a lot freer to talk about it, and in a way that people will maybe listen in a way that they had not listened before.
And as I mentioned, United Way of Central Carolina is in the midst of its fall fundraising campaign. With the hurricane relief efforts, are you seeing any evidence of so-called donor fatigue?
I think we always see some evidence of donor fatigue. Of course, people are being stretched. People also are enduring gasoline prices, the hiking gasoline prices. People are anticipating what's going to happen with winter heating bills. We are asking people to support the United Way campaign, and we are asking people to support the disaster relief separately from our campaign. And you might say to me, why are you doing that? And I will say to you, because we're in the recovery and rebuilding business. United Way is going to be here for a long, long time. And we have to see people over the long haul. So we provide a lot of the money for the infrastructure for the organizations such as the Red Cross and the Salvation Army that provide disaster relief. But in recovery and rebuilding, we need people to make sure that we take care of our local needs as well.
Ms. King, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.